Somebody say, praise the Lord. You can do better than that. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Come on into the center if you can. Amen. Glory, come on up a row. Isn't he a good God? How good is he? Thank you, Jesus. Just feel like encouraging you just a bit. Is that all right? I'm working some things in my heart. Figuring out how I want to present it to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Glory to God. He is so good. Hallelujah. How many of y'all are ready to have a good week this week? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Verse 8. Actually, you can even go back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we'll go on. I'm thinking about taking 8, but I might take it up a little bit. Verse 6. Actually, you'd be missing out. Let's just do the whole darn. Not darn, but the whole chapter. Is that all right? Thank God we can edit stuff out, right? Let's just knock out the whole chapter. Is that all right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Everybody say the day.
Day.
So say your day.
Day.
Everybody say, my day will come. Is that how it goes? Or am I saying, our day will come. Everybody say that. Our day will come. Come on, everybody say that. Our day will come. Well, everybody has a day of the Lord. Do you know that? You know, the rapture is one day that they're speaking of, but there are seasons and there are times of manifestation. And there are time frames for everybody. You know, there's a season that you've planted a seed. And I tell you what, one day that seed that you've planted in good faith, amen, one day that thing's just going to sprout up. It's like when you get pregnant. Some of you have been pregnant and you've gone through things where you're having that child. You didn't know when that child was going to be born. They could guess the date, but you didn't know for certain. But you knew that one day, the day would come when you release that thing that you were carrying. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's the same thing with God. You know, you've got a good day coming. God's promised you that. Amen? So say, the day of the Lord comes.
The Lord.
As a thief in the night. For when they shall say, now it's talking about the last day, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon who? Us. Does it say us? No, it says upon them. When they think they, somebody say the switch, when they think they've got it all together and they've got it all wrapped up and they've got all their security, everything's together, and they say, boy, I'm really secure now. I've got all my ducks in order. You know, I'm providing it for more. We didn't ripped off this group, ripped off that group. And boy, I'm set up for success. We're finally ruling the world. I'm standing on top of the world, looking down on creation. There are a lot of people that have that mentality. Amen. Trying to win the world. I mean, they got more than enough to be happy with, whatever, but it's just not enough. They want to prove how strong, how powerful they are. But I tell you what, listen, when they shall say peace and safety, there are certain people that get up there, you say, well, I'm going to cash in my chips early. There are certain believers that God has done some great things for, and they want to go and cash out early. It's not time to cash out yet. We got to get in there for the long haul. Let me say, if I just get enough for me, that's enough, like Sandra's been teaching. Well, I tell you what, no, you need to hang in there just a little while longer for somebody else. Everybody say, hang in there.
Hang in there.
So say, hang in there.
Hang in there.
Well, I've been preaching hang in there messages, and I'm so glad I spit that out and just said, because earlier that was one of the things that I heard from the Holy Ghost. Talking about, you know, turn on, the alarm clock went off this morning, there's a gospel choir singing, hang in there, or hang on, hold on. Everybody say, hold on, hold on. How many so glad to have that hold on message? Well, God said it's time for you to stop holding on and go on to the next level. Amen. So say, push up. You know, hold on. And, you know, you can hold on for a while, but then it comes a time that you need to exercise some faith and some energy and push on to the next level. Amen. But there are people out there that have literally done nothing but just cashed out because they think that this is all there is. Say peace and safety. If I can just get peace and security and safety here in this natural realm, everything's okay. As soon as they say that, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren, how many find people that don't want to come to church because they feel that they have some sense of security? I don't need God. Well, I think this is the message for our community. All my bills are paid. I don't need to go to pray to have him pay a bill for me. I own my house. Everything's taken care of. If things just roll just like that, I got my, 7-year plan. Better than that, I got a 30-year plan. It's all going to work out. I've got, ain't nothing going to affect me. I've got a plan right now, and I got a backup plan if that falls out. If that falls through, I got another plan. So say peace and security. There are countless thousands, millions of people out there that are invested in all the things of this world, and they think, hey, look, we have got it made. And there were a lot of people that thought peace and security that were working in that World Trade Center years ago too. Sure, some of those people were pretty close to retirement. I mean, they were really looking good. They had no idea. They were waiting to find out how much money they probably made. Somebody say peace and security. Then all of a sudden, but God doesn't want it to be like that. If you're not looking, he said, but ye brethren are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night nor of the darkness. Now, what's the difference between children of the light and children of the darkness? Darkness and light always represent revelation and spiritual ignorance. Light represents spiritual revelation, the inside clue. Darkness always represents blind. You know, they're blind. They don't understand. They don't know what's going on. But if you got a prophetic ear to the Spirit, you know, if you're in tune to God, you're in tune by prayer, you're in tune. You're not just out there looking at all the things that you can just see with the natural eye, but you're looking to the Word of God. You're listening to the heart of God. You won't be in darkness. You're not of the children of the night that can't see. But you have eyes. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So if you're one of those children that have a clue, amen,
You won't be of the darkness. It says, therefore, let us not sleep. See, people, what do you mean? Sleep? Sleep how? They're awake in the flesh. They get up early to bed. You know, they get in there. I mean, man, they're very aggressive. It's not just talking about lazy people. People, when it says, let us not sleep, there are certain people that are asleep spiritually. They're asleep spiritually. They want to get all, you know, when they see certain things, then they want to get excited about God. Don't go to sleep spiritually. Be awake. Somebody say, don't slumber in this season. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. There are so many people that are drunk in the world. Drunk in their mess. They don't have their spiritual head screwed on tight. Just drunk by what everybody, you know, just lost. You know what? If you get so sunk in the world, you will lose yourself. And you know that even food can get you intoxicated if you eat too much of it. Overindulgence of anything is going to mess you up. But there are so many people that are out there that they can't hear God, they can't perceive God, they can't walk spiritually straight. You know why? Because they're drunk. They're not sober in their mind. Not sober in their spirit. You know, they're walking in the spiritual realm, in the spirit, out of the spirit. Tumbling around here, tumbling out there, instead of walking the way that God wants them to walk. Bumping into stuff. Drunk people bump into stuff. They walk in the walls like they can't see. Couldn't you see the table in front of you, drunk man? Couldn't you see that thing coming? Couldn't you see the devil there? Hey, that woman is not pretty. Why are y'all looking at me like I'm crazy? That's not good for you. What are you doing? People have to, you know, there were certain people that got out there, somebody said, characteristics of drunk people. They entertain people they don't have any business entertaining. They play with stuff they don't have any business playing with. They drive cars real fast. They don't need to be behind a wheel. They cut business deals in the dark, you know? Well, you were the driver of my car. I don't know who you are. Here's the keys. You know, there are a lot of people that have made decisions in the dark or in times when they weren't sober. And they pay the consequences of that dumb decision for the rest of their life. But there are a lot of people that are intoxicated in mess. Overwhelmed in sin or whatever makes them feel good for the moment. I'm having a hard time doing what God wants me to do, just functioning like I should function. You can't study when you're drunk. So say, get sober. You ever wonder why people, you know, some people, God said, be drunk in the spirit. There are a lot of people that are just drunk in the flesh. I'm not talking about with alcohol. So I say, be sober. Say it one more time. Be sober. Be sober. Hallelujah. You just try to preach a word to certain people and they can't understand. I mean, they don't understand what you're saying. Hey, wrong. Wrong. You see that in the Bible? You're going to be in trouble. But they can't hear a word you're saying. You know why? They're not sober. They couldn't hear a spiritual revelation or just spiritual truth or the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they're intoxicated in the world. They work real hard and they had one too many drinks. This TV show, that TV show, that unsaved friend, this unsaved friend, until before you know it, all of those negative influences, they're completely out of sync, just drunk. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Someone said, be looking. Keep your spiritual eyes open. Keep your spirit of discernment up. Keep the word on. You don't, you know, you watch with your heart. You watch with your heart. You watch with your ears. Let me say amen. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Let me say, if that person wasn't drunk, they put on their breastplate. That person, what? They put on the breastplate of faith and love. There are certain people that don't want to move in love and walk in love. You know why? They're intoxicated. They see everybody else walking in hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. And even though God says it to them 1,001 times, you know, love one another. It's good for you. Hey, you can't even be saved if you don't forgive and love others. He said, if you don't forgive this one, I can't forgive you. Now, that's real clear to me, isn't it? How important do you think forgiveness is? It's real important. Anybody in their right mind would hear that and say, oh, I guess I need to forgive. Only a spiritual drunk person. I'm not talking about drunk in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about drunk in the world, drunk in their mess. They're not sober. Haven't sobered up. Which continue to walk in ways like that. Somebody say, people that are sober in the spirit, they've decided, I'm not going to walk in the flesh anymore. I'm not going to walk, you know, in faith anymore. I'm not going to walk in unbelief. I'm not going to walk like that anymore. I'm going to walk by faith. And I'm going to walk in love. So sober up and put on the things he told you to put on. You're not in the darkness. Well, that faith stuff's not important. Love's not important. Put on faith and love for a helmet and the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed you to wrath. So say, you're not appointed to get messed over and messed up. But I tell you what, there are a lot of people that aren't appointed to car crashes. There are a lot of people that aren't appointed to getting their wallet stolen. You know, there are a lot of people that aren't appointed to negative things happen. But if they get out there and they do dumb stuff, they're going to run into fate and they're going to run into a bunch of problems. But there are a lot of people that are going to experience some things in their life, you know, even though they're appointed to have glory and grace. God didn't appoint you to suffer wrath or the consequences of sin. But I tell you what, you grab a hold of sin long enough, you grab a hold of a mess, you're going to get the repercussions that come along with that thing. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we be awake, whether we be asleep, or should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even also as ye do. That's what it's all about when we get people in there. We're talking about when you see people, just let them know how glad you are to see them. We'll say hallelujah. You know, in this thing real quick, we're used to getting designated drivers in the world when people get drunk. I'm going to go out here and live any kind of way I want to, and pastors are going to be my designated drivers. You know, designated drivers in the kingdom of God, you got to get there with yourself. Amen. Every man must give an account for his own life and his own deeds. Amen? Comfort yourselves together. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and esteem them very highly for their love's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Say thank the Lord. What I like about this real quick, and if you jump on down to verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Can I tell you how many want to make it to the end? How many are going to make it to the end? You know, the only revelation that you need to make it to the end And the only scripture you really know that you really need to have on the inside of you is this. God started it, and he's going to finish it. I'm standing on that to make sure I'm going to get to heaven. I'm not going to get to heaven because, boy, I can teach the word or I've done all this other stuff, because who knows what tomorrow might bring. There have been a lot of people who taught the word a whole lot better and messed up. You know what? Your only faith and confidence that you're going to be all right, that you're going to remain stable, is this. It's not that you're better than anybody else, that you think more, not that you're trying harder than everybody else. Amen. It's this. You've got to have faith, amen, that God started this thing. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. And you need to thank God for that. You need to thank God for salvation. Listen, say, everybody say, God started it, and he'll finish it. And if you confess that and you acknowledge that, you'll make it. You won't fall short. Amen? And you'll win. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Now, I like this. Brethren, pray for us. These are some of the things they were telling the church way back then. And you know, it hadn't got any easier today. We got to walk in these same things. You've heard it preached again, how we preach 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses. You know, we preach 14 all the way down to 23 over and over again. All those things. Y'all got all that stuff down there, right? But now you're getting on the other side, amen, to where you're just going to listen to where your faith. You cannot be judgmental and critical of people. You got to tell people, listen, God can carry you where you need to go, and I'm here by the same grace you're here on. Even though you hear it, see, many people think that it's all based in that. Listen, it's God's faithfulness. It's the love of God that's going to save people, deliver people, and set them free, but they got to wake up and receive it. Now, right here, as we're getting out of here, these are two things that go along with our prophecy. Brethren, pray for us. Everybody say, pray. You might not think these are evil days, but boy, I think there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And one of the things I've learned the last 4 months, I told people before, I've always known that there was a devil, but boy, do I know. Boy, do I know there's really a devil. Not just guessing. I mean, I know for a surety that boy is real. Because there's a devil that goes about and is trying to do everything he can to stop you and destroy you. Everybody say pray.
Pray.
It's not enough just to pray yourself. It's not enough just to pray yourself. It says, brethren, pray for us. Everybody say covenant. Most of the things that you see here are about covenant relationship. It said, pray for us. You're going to have some devils you're just not going to be able to get off. That's why you need to be in relationship with people and with the body to where you say, hey, we're going to make it. No, we're going to make it because we believe in God, amen, and we pray for one another. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Pray for us, even though we know. Look, even though we know that God started this thing, he's going to finish this thing, but right after he said God's got it all taken care of, he said, still pray for us. Even though I know God's going to work it out, I know God's going to finish, well, I'm going to give him a way to finish it. Amen? We know that everything God does, he does it by faith. He doesn't do anything without first what? Speaking it. And if you want God to take you to the end, you're going to have to pray. It's not enough just that he's willing. You've got to speak those things. How many said faithfully he's who? Listen, go right here. Right after that, listen. Faithful is he that calleth you who will also do it. Well, if he's going to do it, there's no reason to pray about it, is it? But right after he said that he will also do it, he said, pray for us. So say, pray. Pray so he can do it. Pray so he can do it. God doesn't do anything. Anything whatsoever unless it's spoken. That's why a prayer life is so important. How many of you want God to bless me? Guess what? He won't do it until it's spoken. Did you know that? He's already done it in the heavenlies, but he won't manifest that thing in the natural until it's spoken. How many want somebody to be delivered? There is no power that God will ever bring to earth unless it's prayed through. Or unless it's spoken. Bible says in the beginning God created, and we know that when he created, he did what? He said, let there be, and there was. So if he created all the earth and all things that he created them by the spoken word. Guess what? He gave the authority of the spoken word to the church today. So everything God's got to do for your family, everything he's got to do for the church, every miracle he's got to perform, every single last thing God's going to do here, he's going to do it through your prayer life. So when you see, as we had people up there, like different people coming in early in the morning and say, oh, just pray. Why? So God can do something. How many of you think that's real weird? Why do you think they just kept telling people, pray? Pray. Why do you think Jesus was here? He was God. He was God. And yet here is God himself going to solitary places and praying all night long. You know how his ministry was? Now, he didn't have no car, no limousine. They didn't put a spotlight on him. He wasn't singing on TBN. I mean, he was out there in the middle of that desert, amen, different places, walking miles and miles and ministering to people, ministering to lepers, going through places where they were trying to kill him and all this other stuff, doing a bunch of stuff we wouldn't, I mean, we just wash a cup and we ready to quit, amen. But I tell you what, he was going through all that stuff, and then after he finished all that stuff, he would pray all night long. Why? Because he knew the next day God was going to have to do something through him. It says you have not because you ask not. That's why the prayer, somebody say pray. Most crucial things, we got two things here that we've been talking about. God gave us that word. One of the word is pray for one another and pray for us. Maybe you don't have $1 million. If you do, write the check. But I tell you what, if you write a check for $1 million and nobody prays, that $1 million ain't going nowhere. But if we just pick up that responsibility and the potency of prayer, I tell you what, prayer will bring $1 million and bless $1 million. Amen. Great things happen when people pray. Brethren, pray for us so God can do what he wants to do. We say hallelujah. Say praise God. You got to have faith in your prayer. That's why we pray in the Holy Ghost. Because we can pray all of our will and our desires. That's not what he's talking about. But you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're just praying, what does God want to do? I'm going to pray it up. I'm going to speak it into existence in Jesus' name. Pray for us and greet all brethren. Somebody say, greet some. And this, that's why I like, sometimes I like a small church. But what a thing. Well, you can flow in this right here when we say, listen, when people come through the door. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 26. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. Someone say, wow. So say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. So have a faith and confidence that God's going to finish it. Don't question that, but just because he said he's going to finish doesn't mean you don't have to pray. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, somebody say thank the Lord. I feel good tonight. I'm enjoying being with y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray. We believe God, we have that confidence that God's going to do it. Amen. And some of you stuck in some other things. You just got a word and stop praying about it because you got a word. Stop speaking. Well, it's done. Well, then thank God for it. Then thank God for it. Then we get over to this part right here. Since they greet. Say it again. Greet all the brethren. With a holy kiss. Now, you don't have to kiss everybody coming through the door, but a hug wouldn't hurt. Amen. I want no freaks kissing on me. Amen. You'd have every freak in town. That's the place I want to go to church. Amen. So glad to see you. So everybody say the word community. Community. Say it again, community.
Community.
Say it one more time, community.
Community.
It's not enough just to come in here and sing songs and shout and dance. Praise God for that stuff, right? That's what we do. We get, when you come through that door right here, you know, we all get God focused and praise God for that. But the Bible also said, greet all the people. When's the last person you really greeted? You know what? I know that certain demonic powers will break. First of all, it said brethren. Somebody say brethren. There's another scripture before that said, know those that labor among you. That's really important. Then, you know, we greet just about everybody that come in, but if you know somebody got a hang up, somebody got a spirit, somebody got a devil, don't greet them like that. Amen. Make sure, you know, if they're creeping you, you don't have to greet them like that. Amen. But it says brethren. Somebody say brethren. Because, you know, there are all kinds of spirits and devils and demons and stuff that come in here. Just because it sings it can, and act like it speaks in tongues or whatever, it doesn't mean that's a brother in the Lord. Amen. You got to have a spirit of discernment. And when you got a spirit of discernment and you know somebody's your brother in the Lord, amen, somebody's in fellowship with you, in covenant with you, you greet them, amen. Don't leave people out, amen. But it says, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. That means we need to be happy to see each other. We need to realize the benefit of brothers and sisters in Christ and responsibility, amen. Hallelujah. That means that week, you know, you might have had a rough week. And you, Sister Becky walked in the door and said, praise God. I'm so glad to see that girl. Woo! God did some good things in my life. Maybe Becky was praying. Sometimes you come to church. Boy, I had the worst week. I was going to call somebody some names. These people weren't praying. Amen? But it should be that way to where our relationships make a difference. Amen? Listen, when you get around praying people, God's able to do more in your life. Amen. When you get around praying people, God's able to do more in your life. Hallelujah. So as we're closing right here, y'all are getting spoiled around here. It's only 8:20. Amen. So say this week, I'm going to act like a Christian. And I'm going to act like I have a church. Some say there's more than going to church. Or going to church means more than getting in my car, turning the ignition, and enduring the loud music. Having a church responsibility, you know, being a part of a church is having a prayer responsibility. Having a love responsibility. Amen? Those are all things that are ingredients to this. Amen? So I want you to stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. How many want a miracle to happen in your life? How many want a miracle to happen in your life? This, I mean, we're ready to see God do some things. We're ready for God to do some things, and we need to go bonkers for Jesus. Amen. Say, I heard the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The hedge of protection, the secret place. Thank God. Just pray for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Uhu, basa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Labahasa Mahudia Mahaya. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just saw that roaring lion coming out to find somebody to devour. That sucker was growling real loud. Amen. And I saw somebody stand up and say, you better back up. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what prayer does. Don't you know that everybody out there doesn't want your good? Don't you know that everybody out there doesn't? There's some people that would love to see you devoured. They don't have good intention toward you, and I saw that by the Spirit. But don't you worry about a thing. Amen. When the saints of God get together, there's a protection. Amen. And they say, hey, look, go on back to your little corner. Amen. Go on back to where you came from. Amen. This one belongs to God. This one's covered in prayer. Everybody say, can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Say it one more time. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Say it one more time. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Oh, hallelujah. Say it one more time. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Just raise your hands and start to bless the Lord. Amen. Because somebody had a horrible plan for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that plan was not able to prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That plan was not able to prevail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You just bless the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And God will shut it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I hear two things right now in the Spirit. Amen. God's going to stop that roaring lion from growling at you, for coming at you. I saw it right. I saw that lion take a leap. Glory to God. Then prayer stood up and said, you better back up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you better check yourself. Hallelujah. Somebody say it again. Thank you, Jesus.
Check.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I tell you what, and you know me, I believe in men praying, but I saw a woman stand up and stop that lion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I saw a woman stand up, and it was a praying woman. Glory to God. They said, hey! Chill. Glory to God. And it stopped it. Amen. Yeah, and I see a lion cowering in Jesus' name. I see that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You prevail. And I see this foul wind. Glory to God. I see this foul wind. Glory to God. This threat of the wicked wind. I see him turning around and going back to its place. Glory to God. Because it's not able to prevail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. And now I, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm getting revelation on that too real quick because I don't understand. Yeah, I didn't understand. I thought it was a woman. And God said, that woman's the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That woman's the church. Glory to God. The church. Glory to God. The church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the church, the walls are coming together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, leave them babies alone. Glory to God. Go on back to your place in Jesus' name. Yeah. 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 And I perceive that. I see that first and foremost, so you can expect things to get better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can expect things to get better. Hallelujah. You can expect to get things to get better. Hallelujah. And I heard, this is real strange. Hallelujah. And that roaring lion, that little lion, devil, whatever it is, God is going to put the teeth out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Then right after that, hallelujah. And now God's going to prosper some people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to come through. This is going to be a great hallelujah. You're going to come through in the name of Jesus. You're going to come through in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You're going to come through in the name of Jesus. There's something good about to happen to you. I prophesied in the name of Jesus. There's something wonderful about to happen to you. Glory to God. But you got to pray. You got to pray. See, last time you were praying to keep the devil at bay. Glory to God. To keep the devil away. Glory to God. But now I want you to pray good things on your brothers and sisters. Pray in God's best. Pray in revelation and command the blessing of God. God said, if you speak it, he'll do it. Glory to God. If you speak it, he'll do it.
Somebody needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs a miracle. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For as bad as the devil's been bad, you pray and let God be good. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. A season of open opportunity. A season of open opportunity. But you got to take availability. You got to grab a hold of that possibility. Somebody say possibility. Say possibility. 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 Take advantage of this season of possibility. For God's power is available to you, but you got to get into a season of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just do the thing of God and watch how you come out on the other side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. He'll do it. Oh, whatever you ask. Hallelujah. Whatever you ask, whatever you desire, go on and be blessed. Hallelujah. Go on and enjoy yourself. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. And when your enemy screams, don't pay no attention to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted because you'll bring on a bad season if you do that. Glory to God. You just roll. Amen. Just roll on what God has you. Amen. Because you're about to get blessed. Glory to God. You're about to get blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it's better than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And it's better than that. Hallelujah. It's better than that. It's better than that. Hallelujah. Get your faith up. Get your faith up. Get your faith up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got 2 minutes. It's 8:30 right now. Just find someone and pray for them. Hallelujah. Thank you. Find somebody and pray for them. Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all move slow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Find somebody and pray. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Bell, find somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Becky, get over there with my sister, Sister Bell. Hallelujah. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Command the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh, somebody needs to tell somebody right now, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Bunk Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Flow in it. 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 Flow in it right now in the name of Jesus. Just flow in it right now in Jesus' name. Flow in it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You be blessed. I command you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, prophesy it right now in the name of Jesus. Say the storm is over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You tell him. Hallelujah. Prophesy it. Hallelujah. That storm of fear is over. Hallelujah. I don't care what happens to the stock market, that situation on your job, that storm is over in the name of Jesus. New income in the name of Jesus. New life come. I command the blessing of God right now in the name of Jesus. New mindset, new hope. Hallelujah. New fire, new vision all of those things. God, do it right now in the name of Jesus by your Spirit. Change around that situation immediately in the name of Jesus. The storm is over in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That vehicle situation, storm be over in the name of Jesus. Storm be over in the name of Jesus. I can't stand trucks, but brother, you just received the best truck you can receive. I'm praying on them right now. God, bring it in. Bring it in, Father God. Do something, anything, Father God. Work with computers, Father God. Do whatever you got to do to get it restored. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Get a better one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And no sorrow with it. No sorrow with it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. And I speak to your account. I say be full. Never be under 1,000. Never be under 1,000. Never be under 1,000. Never be under 1,000. And never try to keep it at 1,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be full in the name of Jesus. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. You will fear not ever to give in any good work. In Jesus' name we pray. As you obey, he'll just keep filling. Glory to God. It's a seed account. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 He's ready to try. He's going to teach you something in that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to teach you something in that thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Isn't God good? Can we go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? God's blessing it. These guys, Brent's got trip and Rex gets blessed to get out of the country. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing when people get out of the country? Amen. Get to see the world. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, send your protection and your grace over them, Father God. Hallelujah. They got two rooms, so don't get crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They'll stay saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a corporate thing. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Pull your mind out of the gutter if it's there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say pure eyes. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just pray that you bless that trip, Father God. Cause them to be a witness in Jesus' name. Cause them to be a witness, a light, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless them in Jesus' name. And anybody else that's trapped and needs to get away, Father God, you send the money in. Hallelujah. You send that money in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. You send the resources in and send them out there, Father God, in style, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Even though it doesn't seem like they could ever get a break from that job or that situation, Father God, you can do it, Father God. Even though they don't see where the resources are going to come from, Father God, you have it, Father God. You can do it, Father God. She'll never be afraid to step out, Father God. I call the good life on you. I call the good life on you right now in the name of Jesus. The good life. And don't you dare worry about those situations anymore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's got it under control. You just start to rejoice. Hallelujah. And you go forward in the things he's going to do for you and watch those things come together. Hallelujah. Watch those things come together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Number Asa, I call you out of that dark day into the bright day of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you say, I don't want to leave anybody behind. Watch. They're going to beat you there almost. Hallelujah. For the alarm clock's about to go off. Hallelujah. The alarm clock to good things. Hallelujah. They'll wake up. They'll wake up to sobriety in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. They're going to wake up. Watch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha ha. Baba do musa kebere ni yoshara bahado do bozi bahana na ya. Make it someone on ustan mini ana ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Watch. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 What's that son's name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? What's his name? Huh? Joe, everybody, let's just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Joe,
Joe.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we command the blessing of God to go your way. May the blessing of God
bless
the hell out of you in the name of Jesus. Now just pray in the Holy Ghost. Command something. If she's blessed you by being here these last couple months or last month, you pray for that household situation. You pick up that thing right now. You pick it up and you pray. Say, don't you dare go through this thing by yourself in the name of Jesus. Yay. Devil, take your hands off of him in the name of Jesus. You cannot have them. You cannot have them. I tell you that in the name of Jesus. I told you before. I tell you again. In the name of Jesus, release the seed of God. In the name of Jesus, I call them out again in Jesus' name. I call them out again. Devil, don't you go close to those children in the name of Jesus. Get away from Niecy. Get away from Amanda. Get away from Tracy. In the name of Jesus, get away from Joe. And those two daughters right now in the name of Jesus. Get away from Christy, Ryan, and Derek, and the other young lady, right? What's your daughter's name, Rex? Glory to God. And Jenna, right now in the name of Jenna. Shanna, right now in the name of Jesus. And your boy, what's his name? Huh? And Brandon, in the name of Jesus. And Marcia, right now, in the name of Jesus. You stubborn, foul demons, back up and get off of God's seed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of alcohol, you be broken in the name of Jesus. Spirit of drug addiction, you be broken in the name of Jesus. Spirit of perversion, be broken in the name of Jesus. Spirit of stubbornness, be broken in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Corey right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory in that area. Thank you for Christy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Release. Run in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Devil, we put you on the run. Hallelujah. The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee. Somebody say flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So say, the devil's on the run. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's on the run. You just resist him and put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That roaring lion going to be turned to a scaredy cat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You get out of here in Jesus' name. We get to be in church this week, Wednesday night. Somebody say, praise God.
God.
Wednesday night we get to be in church. We get to be in church on Friday night. Amen. And don't be slow to obey the Holy Ghost. Okay? When God says he's going to do something for you, you have to get very obedient. Because it's going to take, if he's going to do more action, it's going to take more acts of faith. Amen. By the time he sends you out on one assignment, by the time you get back, that thing you've been believing for is going to be done. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take care of yourself in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take care of yourself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your mind off of that stuff. Hallelujah. That situation, I'm speaking to some of you mamas right now in Jesus' name in reference to your seed. Amen. Get out of God's business. Hallelujah. You take care of yourself. Amen. Some of you, all you need is a good bubble bath. Hallelujah. And by the time you get finished with that bubble bath, that thing will be worked out in that situation. Don't fear what the devil does. Hallelujah. glory to God. And that's a word to you. Take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Take care of yourself. And as you care for yourself, don't put, you know, I'm not talking about get all selfish, but take care of, God said, look, you just take care of yourself and enjoy it. I mean, he's going to fix that situation. He will fix that situation. He just wants you to care for yourself. Amen. He will work that situation out. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I'm here. You need to take care of yourself. Amen. Because he told you to do it before and you didn't do it. Amen. You were so, amen. Glory to God. Take care of yourself. Amen. That is obedience. Amen. And as you take care of yourself, God's going to see that action of you taking care of yourself and start to work on the others that you want to care for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That faith. Amen. I don't understand it. Amen. But you take care of yourself and do what you have to do and watch what he does. Amen. And if you're weak, get around some that are strong. And I'm not just in different areas that the devil tempts us. It's hard, you know, to get through there. It, you know, it's a hard thing to do. I don't understand all the details. Get around people that are strong, you know. And at times you just got to go to a movie. Hallelujah. At times you just got to go get some tea. You got to go get some coffee. Amen. Sometimes you just got to call a sister up or a saint up and say, hey, Sister Kathy, go. We have to go get something. Amen. When we're, that's what you got to, you got to do what you got to do. Amen. You must care for yourself. So when the energy level and that stuff is going on and it's unbearable or too much, you got to learn to escape. Glory to God. And you start to escape. Hallelujah. And by the time you get back, glory to God, that stuff will be over. Amen. You about to change up a plan on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've been thinking about it already. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And you can. You can. You can. And you will. Anybody got an encouraging word? Tell your sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all quiet here. Hallelujah. Just want to say thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Just want to say thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you need to go on and pray then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, then pray. Go on there and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.